AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine's leadership is calling the invasion by Russia a full-scale war. Among the places in Russian control is the site of the former Chernobyl nuclear plant. There was fighting in the area. Ukraine's health minister says so far the invasion has killed 57 Ukrainians. There have been protests in Russia. These people saying no to war. Some 1,700 people in 54 Russian cities were detained, at least 950 of them in Moscow. President Biden says Russia's invasion of Ukraine is a brutal assault.
Without provocation, without justification, without necessity, this is a premeditated attack.
At the White House, the president says Vladimir Putin rejected every effort to stop this.
Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia.
The president ordered broad new sanctions targeting Russia, but is holding off some of the most severe sanctions, including cutting Russia out of the international SWIFT bank payment system. Vladimir Putin threatened any country trying to interfere with consequences you have never seen. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says it's important that the world come together on this.
I don't hear of any leader, with maybe the exception of the former president of the United States, not totally condemning Vladimir Putin at this point.
Stocks rebounded from big losses. A verdict has been reached in the trial of three former Minneapolis police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights. A judge ordered the parents of a 15-year-old boy charged with killing four students at his Michigan high school to stand trial on involuntary manslaughter charges. Ethan Crumley is charged as an adult with first-degree murder. Prosecutors say the gun used in the shooting was given to Crumley as an early Christmas present. This is AP News. Reaction has been coming in from around the world to the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Western reactions were unified in their condemnation that hit a sense of powerlessness to defend Ukraine militarily without running the risk of a wider war in Europe. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen blamed Putin for bringing war back to Europe.
Condemn this barbaric attack.
NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg assured NATO members that NATO would protect all of its territory.
We will defend and protect every ally against any attack.
Only China stood alone in failing to condemn the attack and instead accused the United States and its allies of worsening the crisis. In the early hours of the invasion, Ukraine's ambassador to the UN confronted his Russian counterpart at the UN Security Council meeting.
There is no purgatory for war criminals. They go straight to hell. Ambassador.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today.
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.